USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is postponing a meeting that was supposed to go over data from trials of COVID-19 vaccines in young kids. The agency saying it needs more time to consider new data and allow for transparent public discussion as they mull over approval for the vaccines. This comes after Pfizer delayed their request to the FDA to authorize a vaccine for children under 5 years old. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States believes Russian President Vladimir Putin could order an invasion of Ukraine at any time, even before the February 20th end of the Beijing Olympics. Sullivan again urging all Americans to leave Ukraine on their own within the next 24 to 48 hours. He said the United States wouldn't conduct a military evacuation of citizens from a war zone. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.